Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678 to sign up. And check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at Heidi'sFoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Right. Wow, another one in the book. Anyhow, everything is going good. Going forward. So how you doing, my friend?
Feeling much better.
This is Anthony Carpenter, insurance man. Hey, how are you, Tom?
I'm wonderful.
That's good. Did you ever do that tape for the Trust God? The Trust God tape? There it is. It's like, did you do 10 minutes?
I did what you asked.
There you go.
You came in here and greeted me, you know, and had a word or two before you do this on the air.
But what I wanted to say is, no, the reason I'm saying it on the air is because there's... No, but I want to give you... Thanks on the air. Like, Tom does a lot of stuff that he doesn't get credit for. Like, he's the producer of the show. But I needed a tape done, and I just knew you did it. So, can I ask you a question, this being sincere?
Fire away.
Have I ever asked you to do something? And I've hundreds of stuff I've asked you to do. Can you give me one instance where you said, no, I didn't complete the assignment?
No, I cannot.
Right. Like, there are some people... Nice to see you.
I'm still waiting for the assignment.
Right. Okay.
Wasn't on my desk.
Push a peanut from that room to that room. But no, there are some people that we use the word okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're lying.
True.
I want to use a curse word, but I'm not. They're liars.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you ask them to do something, and they'll say, okay. They'll text you back, okay. And then you know they're... And you just know in your heart... They're not going to do it.
Have I ever texted you and said okay?
Never.
That's right.
Have I ever texted you and said okay?
No.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? It's hard to be in business with someone that's a liar. Would you say?
True. In my industry, you run into a lot of people that just blatantly lie.
Right.
Clients lie, or when things need to be done. The worst than okay is, I got this.
What, no. Is he in politics?
Health insurance, worse.
No, I got you. That's what my... And I know you're going to got me.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking how I was talking with my daughter on the way here. I just found out on a deal I was doing with an air conditioning unit. That's where this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, Mark, was hiring this guy to do an air conditioning unit, and I had a motive because I was getting a kickback.
Okay.
Okay, so I set the deal up. So the guy texts him and says he's not doing the air conditioning unit. But he spent all the time, Mark, for the last 2 days without an air conditioning unit, and then today when he's supposed to show up, doesn't show up. It just says, I'm not going to put the unit in.
Outrageous.
Did he have a reason for it?
No, that's all he said. Oh, and wow. then he calls back, and then he realizes when he was taking the screws out, he was just putting them on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, gets a dish. He goes, why don't you put them in the dish? You know? You know how you lose a screw? I'm the type of guy that fixes a car, and there's always a couple of screws.
Oh, you're letting yourself open to that one.
I know. I got a couple of screws loose. But for every nut, there's a wrench, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm going with that. And I'll just ask this question, you know. I was talking with my daughter, so that happened. That's a negativity. Has it ever happened where, and it's just reality, so, you know, they say if you have something negative to say, bite on your tongue, right?
Yeah.
So, and if you have something to praise, shout.
So what's positive today? What happened today that was great?
Wait, I just want to ask this question.
Okay.
I know that's good what you did there, too. Yeah. Get it to positive.
That's right.
But have you ever had it where in life you got one negative punch, let's say, and then a totally different subject matter, another negative thing hits you?
Well, it usually hits in threes. It's usually threes.
That's what my daughter said.
Yep.
So how do you deal with that where, you know, we say we have a spiritual malady and then the answer is a spiritual solution? How do you handle it if you get hit with negativity?
I go shopping.
Go shopping.
I go buy antiques.
What do you do?
Exercise.
That's good. That's probably much better.
Much better.
Lift heavy weights.
Tom, what do you do? Say you get a 1-2-3 punch, just one negative thing happens after a negative. You know,
just
pain.
Cry usually.
Crying.
Yeah.
You know, they say pain.
You just gotta, you know, have a mindset of positivity and overcome and move forward.
Yeah, put on your big boy pants.
No, but in all seriousness, I feel for when things happen to me, I have to sit down and prioritize what's going on, what's important, what can I change? Because sometimes there's just, you know, one of those three, you just can't change. So what can I change? What needs to be changed now? And if I can deal with one of those, it makes everything else easier. It's just getting through that first dealing with one. And that's the hardest part, is taking that first step.
Right.
Yeah. Because one is the lowliest. I don't know.
No, that's good. What song is that?
Three Dog Night.
Can you play that for us, Three Dog Night, the song that Adam just said? And so that's the deal, you know.
So what's positive today?
What's
happened?
What's positive?
Your daughter's here today. I saw her.
My daughter's
here.
That's awesome.
That's an awesome positive thing.
Yeah, and the more you're grateful for what you have,
that's right,
the more you get to be grateful for, mm-hmm. right? So see the good. What's happening positive is I have a new office on 133 Fort Harrison.
Nice. Great.
And it's really beautiful. It's air conditioned. There's an air conditioning in there.
Is your name on it?
Yes.
Like if your name found out, would it say broom closet? Or?
That's it. So anyhow, it's a really nice office.
That's great.
And we have three phones. We have an office in the back. And we have a receptionist in the front.
So this is legit. This is big time.
It's big time. You know?
Good for you.
Yeah. So that's why I was thinking of maybe now I can hire someone, right? To come in, you know. But I got to get the monies first to do that, right? But that's the thing.
You got to have a desk there and a little phone set up.
Yeah, be professional, right?
What about a switchboard?
Yes, there is a switchboard. So what do you think of that?
Very cool. We have Manny here. From Tampa Flooring.
Oh, Manny, you're late. Right.
I'm going to have him come on in. You can come
okay.
on in, Manny.
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be working the phones myself. I'm going to have you guys, you're going to do the, welcome, Manny.
How y'all doing?
Okay, welcome. Buddy. You do carpet cleaning and floor work, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. You know what? That's important to keep your carpets clean. Too.
Absolutely.
From a health standpoint.
It's humanly impossible in my house.
Because you got dogs.
I got a Great Dane and two chew toys and a cat. As soon as my wife cleans it, the cat's coming behind, the Great Dane, the two dogs, you know, they have human hair. But let me tell you, you just, and we got wood floors everywhere else, and literally you sweep it up and there's a big ball. I could have a fourth dog, you know, right there. Just.
Really? So that's why you got to keep on it all the time, right?
You know, there was this insurance guy that was going to come in, right? Do you sell life insurance?
Of course.
Okay, but anyhow, he's a pretty cool cat. He sells life insurance. You talk about someone that cares about their dogs, right? He went all the way to Gainesville for this dog to have a specialist look at his dog, and it's costing him $3,000. Mm-hmm. And he's willing to do that for his dog.
Oh, yeah. Do you know they actually have now doggy health insurance?
Well, there you go. What?
Yeah, they really, yes, it's gotten extremely popular. At first, it was kind of like a gimmick, you know. You know, now it's literally, they got deductibles for dogs, major surgery for, I mean, literally it's like full-on health coverage.
Well, you know, I read an article about it. You know, it's a fortune. You know, you have to take your dogs, you know, to the vet. Sometimes it's thousands of dollars. I know we just went through that. And, you know, it's a lot of money all up the front at once.
And then my son, he got spent $4,000 right out of it. But we realized later on, too, is if you can wait a day, don't go to the emergency room.
He got that from me.
Right. He made a mistake. Remember he told you?
Yeah.
So we go to the emergency room. If you could just wait till the next day, have it properly brought into a person, you can get it for half the price. Because when you go to the emergency room, they charge twice as much.
Is this for, are you talking about?
This is for a dog.
A dog?
For Ming.
Yeah, for Ming.
Okay.
And all my son paid $4,000 to have his, and then I had a friend of mine, you know what he said? He went and done, he goes, I would have shook his paw and said goodbye.
Nah, you know, they're members of the family.
I know, I'm just saying.
I know.
So anyhow, you got the song from my friend Adam, and this is Red Rooster.
Red Rooster,
that's Antiques. It.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Yeah, my friend Adam just told us he almost got hit by a car, but it makes me think. Let me ask Manny, what do you think of this? That's your first name, right?
Yes, it is. How
okay.
are you doing?
Talk to the mic.
Yeah, how are you all doing?
Okay, what do you think of this machine I have? It's and that's not me. It's up in heaven. You ready? And it's the gratitude machine of the things you don't even know you should be thankful for. Right, like just like let me put the gratitude machine into perspective. You ready? So say you're driving down the road, right? And you get a flat tire. And just for me, and I know this is terrible to say, because this is a spiritual malady, what I'm about to tell you. Mm-hmm. I sometimes will curse God out, right? And it's terrible, right? And I'll get mad, and it's just like a subtle foe. And like it has nothing to do with God. It's almost like it's an evil spirit in me, right? So I get this flat tire, and it's raining out, and I'm running late to pick up monies that the guy's leaving. Okay. And I need the monies, okay? So I get out, and I curse God out.
Yeah.
Right? So then I go up to heaven, like, years later, hopefully, right? And they say, you want to play the gratitude machine? You can see how the enemy was coming at you. And you had an, and how God protected you. So it shows me, the first one shows me getting the flat tire and how upset I'm looking up at God being upset.
I agree with that.
Okay.
It's like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That means that the train's coming the other way.
There you go. And then it shows that here's what would have happened if you didn't get the flat tire, right? Here's how God protected
you. You're right.
You. And I drive down the road, and then a Mack truck runs a red light and kills me. Like the accident that you almost had on your side. But this is the ones you don't know about. See, you know about that because it almost, because you visualized it. It was the scene, not the unseen.
I often think of that all the time.
Do you? Really?
When things happen like that, you know, why did that happen?
Have you ever seen the movie Butterfly Effect?
Yes.
How each thing affects something else affects it. And that's what you're talking about there, you know, how one thing
affects all others.
Affects all others.
You, right. You like Manny about, showing up late.
Yeah. And like when you cook and people get sick, you know?
Right. Oh, man. So
I was
get up to the mic.
Way over here. So.
I was trying to get in here as fast as I could, I swear.
Okay, well, anyhow, we don't want to hear excuses, okay?
I got a little lost.
Tell that to the...
I didn't get a flat tire, and I didn't curse God.
You got me, Manny.
I was a good boy.
You're a good boy.
No, sometimes.
So you get what I'm saying? So, like, let's just think. So for me, it's the unseen, right? And that actually could be the Spirit of God, too, right? Because the seen is the problems we have in our lives, right? Like, and I blow him out of proportion.
Not you.
No.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah. Then I'm on the right crowd.
That's it.
Not Brian.
I belong here.
But I'm just trying to be real. Mm-hmm. Anything you disagree with, Tom?
I didn't even see Tom.
He's not listening.
Tom, of one of the most peaceful guys in the world that you've ever met that handles adversity with dignity and character.
Is me?
Whose name comes up first?
Surely not yours.
Tom, should I move real quickly before the lightning hits him?
That's right. It. You know, the lightning does strike twice.
Folk teller.
That was the one thing that me and my daughter, Liberty, we went to all the games.
Great.
You know? And it was something we did together. Now, I don't know if she really even likes hockey, but, like, she would get into it. Let's go, lightning.
Absolutely.
Then they had this thing on there, like this little mouse that came out. I think like a gerbil. And that seems like that was the most fun part for me and her. Because she would say, let's go back to hear the gerbil.
You're seeing gerbils?
Right. So the gerbil would say to the crowd, hey-o, right? And then the gerbil would say that, right? And then leave like 5 seconds where the crowd would say back, hey-o.
I know good pest control that can get rid of that gerbil real quick.
That's their mascot, a gerbil?
I gotta go.
But to me, that was better than anything. That moment, me and Liberty would look forward to that, right?
Yeah.
She was saying, let's go back for the gerbil. Like she goes, I said, what's your favorite part of going to the game? She
does says, anyone have like a skunk as a mascot? Any?
I don't know. I'm sure
let's
they
find
stink.
Out.
The team stinks too much.
That's it.
So anyhow, so that's a moment I should be more thankful for. And then I got a friend of mine in that owns Chatterbox restaurant?
The one by the
on Dunedin.
By the bowling alley?
I'm walking by and I hear this guy screaming, "Tickets! Tickets! I need a ticket." You wouldn't think it's this guy. Like, this is the time when you catch people outside the place of business. And he's screaming, "I need a ticket." He had his Lightning hat on, his Lightning shirt, and he had his Lightning everything. He had his Lightning flag. I mean, he was really a Lightning guy.
He was ready to go.
So guess who? Ticket.
So guess, and then I watched him, and this is just true. He offered someone $600 for a ticket.
Wow.
Chatterbox. And the guy said no. Wow. Tickets were selling for $1,500.
Wow.
They say when you do something good, let your friends toot your own horn. Don't they? Mm-hmm. Right? They sure like, do. Let other do good, but let other people say it for you. But with that said, guess who gave him a ticket and got him in?
You did.
I did.
See what
I What is the odds of that?
I was thinking that maybe you gave him for like the next game or the game last. The
did
last
I say
game.
To you he gave me $4,000 for it? I left that part out.
I left that part out.
What a guy.
But you forgot that Brian said, "I'll give you this ticket if you do the deal."
But he had the ticket.
Yeah, always. That's how you should always do that. That's like if someone, okay, let's see here who knows how to answer a question. Tom, you ready? Okay. Can I get this car in blue? How would you answer that if you were a car salesman?
You get it any color you like.
Okay. How would you answer, my friend Adam?
I would say definitely.
How would you answer, Maddie?
I'd say I got a pink one here that you look gorgeous in. Let's ride.
There you go. What would you say? Can I get this car in blue?
What shade would you like?
That's right out of my mouth.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
Because he made the comment that, oh, if I do this, I make a deal and all that. But in the sales world, right? So ask me if I can get the car in blue.
Can you get the car in blue?
If I can get you this car in blue today, would you buy it today?
And that's where, here's where I'm going to go with you right now. No. And here's why, and I'm going to walk out. And here's why, because you didn't ask me the most important question.
What
shade blue? Because I don't want
I don't care. Neon blue. You're buying it. If I can get this car for you in blue, would you buy it today?
Absolutely.
Navy blue.
Right? You see what
blue.
I mean? And you know what they call that? A sharp angle close. Someone made a demand upon you, right? So when they make a demand upon you, you go right into a close.
Yeah, but I wouldn't buy a car for you, Mr. Cash.
That's it.
Might be a lemon.
It's kind of funny. I'm on the market for a car right now for my daughter.
Okay.
Now, she's 16. She's right over there. She graduated with an associate's degree at the age of 16.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Took all advanced classes. Right? Amazing. It is amazing. So, in dedication to my daughter, Liberty, Tom, who never, when you say okay, you mean okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you know what the first word ever uttered on the earth was? If anybody knows this, wins $50 in Hindu religion. What the first words were uttered. Anybody know? Want to make $50? The word was And in the Hindu religion, the word means God. Anyhow, I don't know why I said that. Go ahead. Ready? Liberty Song, my daughter. I love her. And she's the joy of my life. Oh. Do you know what she just did? She played my favorite song.
Yes, I was just going to say that. She
what a kid.
Loves
what a
you.
Family.
And this is Tammy, the backbone of the company. Did I tell you she's in a wheelchair?
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told.
the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals. I don't believe in failure, 'cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Well, my doctor's putting me in for one, and it's kind of scary to me.
Well, thank you, Liberty. Can you hear me, Liberty? Thank you. That was, you know, you ever have a song where you do have a favorite song? That was my favorite song for a while. You know, another one I liked was Bojangles by Sammy Davis Jr. And then another one I like is, it's going to sound not manly, I think, but Luther Vandross, My Daddy, My Last Dance with My Daddy.
My Father.
My Father. Hey, can you play that too, Mr. What? Tom? My Last Dance with My Daddy by Luther Vandross. And then you guys listen to the words. And what the theory is like, you don't know. Why it gets me is because you don't know in life, like, we're given today, right? And for me, I always think I'm going to have tomorrow. I do, in my head, right? But I know I shouldn't think that way. So if today was my last day, and I ask this to you, Adam, if today was my last day, why not make it my best day?
Every day should be your best day.
Yeah. And absolutely. I don't do that. I don't do that, though, Adam.
Most people don't.
Yeah. Listen to this song. Listen to the words.
Before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me. yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside the door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even more than me. Dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
I understand that.
That song was brought to us by Thai Nana. I don't even know if I say it right. Authentic Thai cuisine. Thai.
Thai.
Thai. Thai. So anyhow, my daughter and me, right? Liberty, you want to come here?
Okay, but can we go back 1 second? That's Thai Nana. Thai Nana in Palm Harbor.
Yeah, the thigh is on your leg.
Yeah.
Thai.
Or on a chicken.
Or on a chicken. I'll have a thigh at Thai.
No, it's Thai. Well, we got the rooster, and now we're talking about chicken.
Do you have, like, an inside joke with your dad? Like, that you guys know that's your joke?
I wouldn't be able to say it.
No, don't say it. But do you have an inside joke with somebody?
I don't know. We never joked around.
But even
that's
anybody
sad.
In
that's
your life.
Truly sad.
I mean, my dad was the best in the world, you know? But he used to come home and said...
Nothing?
Walter Cronkite's face is green again. The kid's been at the set.
There you go.
That's my father.
Sad. It's
the most trusted man. Do you know behind that, just to tell you? You okay, Tammy? You want to say something?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say Libby doesn't want to come in. She's being shy right now, so...
Okay, yes. But ask Liberty, like, to just come in just to verify what I'm about to say.
Okay?
She's leaving the
I need a verifier.
She's running away.
Anyhow, what were I was like? Well, you know who number two was? Just to show you how stupid Americans are.
At the time?
The most trusted man, the most trusted person was Walter Cronkite. Who do you think was number two?
Not Chet Huntley and Brinkley.
No, in the world, like in the United States, who they trusted the most. It was a fictitious person. Betty Crocker. It was the advertisement.
You know she's fictitious. I met many women I thought were Betty Crocker.
Right. But that shows you how stupid Americans are, right? Seriously, stupid Americans. You know, like, that's all. I'm not going to go into politics.
When my mother came
that.
Here from England, they asked her, how did she get here? By bus?
Well, let me just say one thing, and I won't get into politics, but I'll say this.
Yeah.
Defund the police, crime goes up, and then we're shocked. Okay? Defund the police, and then crime goes way up, and then, wait a second, we took $1 billion out of New York Police Department, and crimes are up 40%, and we're shocked. And yeah, sometimes people are stupid, right?
Either we pay them or somebody else will pay
right.
them.
Anyhow, let's go on to something else before I go on a tangent. So anyhow, so my daughter, we took her to a Chinese restaurant, right? So we were going to go to a Thai restaurant. And Liberty, you listening? Liberty. So we were going to go to a Thai restaurant and a Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her which one won, because I want to know. What did she think she said?
It's a Thai.
<You're>, good. That's a good one.
She really did.
Oh, that's a good one. That's. Yeah.
So then I said to her, this is like, I say this to her, I've said this to her 100 times, because just if we're, the mood is down, I'll say, which one won, Liberty? And she goes, Daddy, I said it was a Thai, right? So the Thai restaurant won. And then she would say, no, it was a Thai. You get it? So you get that, Thai Nana?
Yeah, who's on first?
Who's on first? And I got... so
what's on second?
So Thai Nana, it's authentic Thai cuisine. Can you read the address there? And I'm just going to say...
Where is the address? Oh, there it is. It is 1458 Alternate 19 Palm Harbor.
Right, that's right, just past Tampa Road.
Exactly.
Is right. The Winn-Dixie right. Shopping Center?
No.
Not that far up?
She texted me again?
East side.
Oh, we've been there. It's
of Nebraska.
Very good.
It is. Like when you go inside, you ever like the ambiance of a certain places? The ambiance of this place is just, they have the music, the water, and then when you go inside, you appreciate the quality of the scenery. With, you know, you think you're in Thailand. They spent some money making the ambiance really nice in there. And then when they bring out, they dress up too like Thai, what do they call them? What are they called? Like when Thai women, what are they called?
Well, they're not geishas, but...
something that's, I'm trying to get that point
across.
No,
they're wearing their national costumes, you know.
Their national costumes. So they really look the part there, and the food is fantastic. And then everything they make is no cans.
So it's fresh.
Right, it's fresh. So it's like they cut up carrots, they put mushrooms. Because I was in the back once watching her cut up mushrooms and stuff. So it's nothing canned. You ready like in 2 minutes? Okay. So they have an early bird special. See, like in when you do Texan, it says spicy. But I know, I'm assuming that's early bird special. And you get a free wonton soup with any entree. Sushi special, 2 rolls, $10, 3 rolls for $13.95. And they order online with www.thenanafl.com. Get 5% off. Coin, get $5 off with the code Brian Radio Talk Show. Oh, that's, she's a smart girl.
There
so
you go.
Let's give the number again. That's a good idea. Maybe we should start doing that.
That's a good way.
Do a code, and this, the code is Brian. What's the phone number? You got the phone?
727.
Yes.
You're moving it around. 727-787-0189.
Right, and then we have the China Buffet, which is Thai China, get it?
Get it.
They're seafood, right? Have you ever been to a buffet where it was mainly seafood? Really? Okay, this is a seafood all-you-can-eat grand opening. Do you like seafood?
I do. Recently, I've been eating a lot of it.
Yeah, and then it's Seafood China, and they even call it Seafood China Buffet. And it's at 11926 Seminole Boulevard. And the phone number is 727-585-6266. 585-6266. And that's the thing, too, is that Seafood China Buffet. And if you look at all the stuff there, they have everything.
It looks really good.
Yes.
I just want to do a shout-out for one of our other clients, which we do have a code for him if you want to order online. It's allpumpyouup.com. They are locally located in Clearwater here, but they sell all sorts of things for your body to help you and get more muscle weight, all kinds of vitamins and all kinds of things like that. And they have really good prices, so check them out online at allpumpyouup.com and use the code PUMPUP.
Well, there you go, see? And that's the thing now, too, is with these codes and all that on TV. But you want people to Google your name. So that's why I say, like, if I want McDonald's, I know right away they do burgers from their advertisement. So the reason why people place ads, because AA Absolute Tree Service told me this, because of being on the front cover, he says that some of the people they said didn't Google Tree Service. They Googled AA Absolute Tree Service by knowing his name. So there is still a reason to print. I thought that's pretty cool.
For visuals.
For visuals. Like, right. See. Like Google, if hey, you want a diner, some food served to you, Google our place, not restaurant. You see what I'm saying? And that's why you want to have name recognition.
Also, the reason for codes is it really allows you to, a customer to see, hey, listen, their investment, this is how many people use the code. And they go, hey, listen, 50 people ordered. Wow, that's fantastic. You know, that's a really good way of tracking how well your, you know, return on your advertisement is.
Absolutely. Return on investment.
ROI.
ROI. And that's thigh, Nana. Authentic
Thai thing going on.
Authentic Thai cuisine, 1458 Alternate 19 North, Palm Harbor. And the phone number is 727-787-0199. And I'm going to give away a $50 gift certificate.
Good.
You ready?
That's good.
Right. And we're going to try to do that every week for 6 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Okay. At Thai Nana. You ready to have a question? Sure. Why don't we do? You have your show.
I do.
So do your show, and whoever wins gets a $50 Thai Nana gift certificate.
Okay, they have to figure it out.
Okay, you come here, buddy. Take over.
Okay,
yeah. You have. Is everything going smooth, Mr. Manny?
I'm good. I'm just.
trying to see what
you guys are doing here.
Okay, so talk about what you do, Manny.
Well, I've been in business for 8 years. I've been in business longer than that, but. In the Tampa Bay area, I've been doing a lot of commercial, and I've gone to from going commercial to, you know, residential. So it's the big leap. So basically, we do everything from carpet cleaning to corona fumigations to total floor work. We do marble floors. We do vinyl floors.
And you've been doing this for years.
For years, over 35 years. My father taught me how to do this stuff.
So, Manny, how do they get in touch with you? Give them the information.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Our number is 727-623-7948.
Okay.
You can reach us. We're 7 days, 24 hours a day, because we're emergency services.
Okay. And what's your area?
We go all over the place.
You
we
go
actually
all over.
Go from Spring Hill to Tampa to Waimama. We've been everywhere. In the area, I've worked for major companies, and I've serviced just about every building in the major area. I've done the SunTrust building downtown Tampa at one time. I've run a lot of municipal buildings from Pinellas to Tampa, so I know my way around the industry, and I've been doing, you know, well by myself, but I'd like to, you know, get my friends in on this.
So you're the guy to call if they, you know, you need somebody to come in and do a great job.
Absolutely.
And professional. Do you do it like if there's been like something like a damage or something, or something got flooded, you come in?
Absolutely.
And
do that also? We do flood work. We do if somebody comes, unfortunately, gets corona and you're freaking out, we come in, we can clean the whole building, we do a total clean. Mm-hmm. We do just about, we do hospital ORs. I mean,
do you steam clean as well?
We do steam clean, we do fogging, and we do, I forget what the other one's called, to be honest.
What's fogging? That's
fogging is what we used to do all the fumigation for, for actually pesticides.
Okay.
We used to use it for mold and mildew.
Okay. And that's a big problem down here. People
absolutely. That's another thing that we do. We do a lot of different variety of things. So we're always open to help our customers. And, you know, we're a one-stop shop. If, you know, if we can't get it done, we'll find you somebody that can get it done.
And what's the name of your business, man?
My business is Tampa Bay Floors and Carpets Solutions.
All right.
Now, let me ask you this question, because I've heard this a lot. Tile.
Yes, sir.
Most people think their tile is clean, and you pull the fridge, and it's still two different colors that. Is that a hard to clean? You know, when you're doing the cleaning, is that more of a headache for you? What's your hardest to clean usually?
We do it because, you know, everybody doesn't move their refrigerator and all that. But when we come in with a truck mount.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we move all your appliances. Mm-hmm. We clean behind the appliances, and we do a good thorough job. So, but let's face it. And nobody ever moves the refrigerator anymore.
No.
I mean, but we do, because that's our business. That's the thing.
And it's really important down here, because everything's air conditioned. So you want your
dogs,
place to be clean.
You were just saying about your dogs. Yeah. I have two dogs. And we also do vets. We do AC vents.
Mm-hmm.
We do dryer vents. We just do about everything. If you need something, you know, if you give us a call, if we can't help you out, we'll put you in the right direction.
Well, that's great. And tell them the telephone number again to get in touch with you.
727-623-7948.
That's great. And now, You haven't said anything about what you're doing right now, so why don't you give yourself a plug?
Anthony Carpenter, Compass
Health. Anthony, that's right.
Same as always, you know, we do health insurance, customized plans. We do everything from individual, group, ACA, Obamacare, Medicare, and we just we contract with pretty much everybody. In the state of Florida, about 149 different carriers, and we like to, you know, help everybody out. Full customized as well concierge service, so we'll help you find your doctors, we'll help you file your claims. We'll, if you get denied, we'll help you with that as well.
Okay. Just, tell them how they can contact you, Anthony.
727-303-9979.
That's great.
So, Adam, tell me what you brought us today.
I brought something. I didn't bring this in. Tammy brought this in. And it's from the probably the 1960s, I would say, early 70s. And I got to figure out what it is. And I said three things. It was a hair ornament. The woman would wear in a hair.
It's a hair brooch.
Yeah.
It's a hair brooch.
Yeah. It's a hair brooch. Or it was meant to go right here, you know. Mm-hmm. So a woman, you know, they didn't have to fasten it. They could just put it in like this. Or it's a... I can't even think of the word right now. For books.
Bookmark.
Bookmark. I couldn't think of the word. I'm having a senior moment. It happens.
It's all yours.
Yes.
So you that so you have a choice. You have to say that. So it said $50 if somebody gets the right answer on
right.
that.
Right. Hey, Joe, you there? Joe?
I'm here.
All right. You can make $50 gift certificate for Thai Nana. Right, it's a beautiful Thai restaurant in authentic Thai cuisine. Oh. Right, and we just are you online? Are you watching us live, or you are? Are you just calling in?
I'm calling in. I got my fiance watching live though.
Okay, ask her to look at it and tell her she can make the guess for you.
Yep.
And you can win $50 at Thai Nana.
It's either a hair ornament, it's a brooch, or it's a. Bookmark. I couldn't think of the word.
So what do you want to go with?
Oh, man.
I see
oh,
it's
man.
A earpiece.
She's not answering me. Why isn't she answering me?
Well, you can, you know, there's nothing to lose if you say A, B, C.
Yeah. When it is, they used to put it in their hair.
It's the hair, bro. Okay, we've got a hair,
what do you think, Tom?
Got the hair thing also.
Hair thing? Okay.
Hair thing.
What do you think?
I'll go last.
Okay.
Hold that up to the camera. Let me see.
Oh, there you go.
She said B, but I can't see what the heck that is.
Pretty.
Can they see? Is that the camera right there?
No, you got to go up there. I think that's the camera.
Where okay, yeah, bring camera? That up.
Yeah, you're pointing at us now. There we go.
Okay, can you see it now?
Oh, I'm thinking that's a fancy bookmark.
Whoa. Okay.
You are absolutely right.
You, know you just won $50. And
hey,
then,
there we go. That's a,
what would you have went with, honestly?
Honestly, bookmark all day long. It's too flimsy. If too flimsy to be a brooch.
So you, how do you like that? You do business with the BCC coupon book, and you already made $50. That's hey, a return on...
I'm in the green.
You're in
yes,
the green.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah, you go, buddy. That's pretty cool.
And they can find stuff like that at our shop.
And, right. Where is your shop?
It's Red Rooster Antiques, and we're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're right next to Dan's Fans and right across the street from Home Depot. And our number is 860-661-2071. And we're having a 20% off summer sale right now, so come on in.
Thanks.
Say hello.
And then Manny, what would you like to say? Hey, Joe. Next time, maybe next week, we can get you on a little earlier.
Okay, yeah.
But you deal with real estate?
That's me.
Okay, and do you and you're dealing with Jennifer?
Yeah, Jennifer, my buddy Mike Shoemaker.
And Mike Shoemaker, okay. And then you selling the house or her house?
Well, yeah, her house. We're actually buying it.
You're buying her house.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're a buyer?
Correct.
What is it, the deal with the housing market? Like, it's unbelievably hot in Florida. And that's mainly because the state's open and, in other words...
Close the state.
Right. So, in other words, if you think about it, you know, what's... Right. If it was a closed state, like California and New York, why are they leaving New York and California coming to Florida, do you think?
Well, close the state.
Who wouldn't want to live in Florida, right? Aside from the fact it's 90 degrees out right now.
Okay.
But we're in a coastal city here in Tampa Bay. You know, we got four major sports teams. You're on the water. You can live 10 minutes from the water for under $300,000. You know, in any of those cities and states that you mentioned, I don't see that happening anywhere over there.
Right, and then on top, plus you're free here. You're an American.
God bless that.
No right. State tax, more importantly.
Let me ask you, do you put in floors?
No, we don't.
Do you ever need someone to do carpet cleaning, clean floors and stuff like that for your real
Absolutely.
Estate? Can I introduce you to Manny on the radio?
Yeah, put me through to Manny.
Manny, come here. This is a real estate man.
How are you, man? How are you, buddy? I can't hear you yet, but I can hear you now. How you doing?
So let's make a deal on the radio. Keep in mind, I get a 10% commission.
That's
Remember that, guys?
He always works.
Oh, there's always an angle.
But no, so really, do you really need carpet cleaning and flooring? This is the man. He's been doing. I'll tell him a little bit about who you are.
We've been doing carpet cleaning and all that for 35 years. We do everything from fogging. We do upholstery cleaning. We do grout cleaning. We also do housekeeping cleaning. We're getting some girls in, and we're doing residential cleaning as well. So
that's great. We're business.
We're all moving.
What's your name again? Joe?
That's me.
Joseph. Give him your phone number on the air, so this way other people can have it. Yeah, write down
Manny, I could be reached at area code 954. 798.
4185. Let me give you my number, 727-623-7948. If there's anything we can help you with, I mean, I know air conditioning guys, I know all kinds of guys, so we could always make sure that we'll take care of you, so.
Absolutely, man, I appreciate that.
All right, I appreciate it, man.
I'm going to work with you.
All right.
And that's what it's about, too, is networking and caring for the small guy, because during the pandemic, what happened was only the big businesses could stay open. You know, 40% of small businesses went under.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. We need to stick together. Support your local guy.
We're in Florida.
Do you agree with that, Joe?
Absolutely.
What was that?
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Oh, you got to stick local.
You got to support your local guys, man.
Yeah, so the guy was, let's tell a joke. You know a joke, Joe? Tell us a joke.
Oh, man, I only know dirty jokes. But.
You'll have the FCC on you.
Did you hear about the pig playing in the mud? That was dirty.
Yeah, dirty girl.
Anyhow, in closing, Joe, give me your phone number. Maybe we can have you come on or come to the studio next week.
Yeah, next week Thursday sounds great. So I could be reached at 954-798-4185. And once again, that's 954-798-4185. We're buying houses, cat houses, drug houses, houses with cats on drugs, you name it. We'll
buy. Anyhow, and in closing,
yeah, come by Red Rooster Antiques at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida.
Anthony Carpenter, Compass House, 727-303-9979.
And then Thai Nana. Who won, Liberty? The Chinese restaurant or the Thai place? Daddy, it was a tie. But Thai food right there at 1458 Alternate 19, Palm Harbor. Phone number 727-787-0189. Thai Nana, get $5 off, mention Brian. Thai Nana, authentic Thai cuisine. And then the Seafood China Buffet at 11926 Seminole Boulevard.
Okay.
Seafood. If you like seafood, it's seafood all you can eat. And thank you, Joseph, for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Hey, how do I get my $50?
You don't. You come into next week's show, and then you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.